Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Finding Sunday. That's every Sunday right here on the CMS Network at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today, May 30th, 2021, here on Finding Sunday, we're talking about what you don't need to do. It's in a two-part series. Don't let your call take you where your character can't keep you. Knowing your call also refers to knowing your gifts. Gifts are something that are given to you by God and God alone. Something you don't need help with, something you don't need to be taught to do, something that comes naturally to you, something that people strive for, pay money for to obtain, but you can do it at the drop of a hat and never, never have you been taught. This is a gift. When you learn what your gifts are, number one, when you learn what your gifts are, you need to, number two, submit your gifts to God. submit your gifts to the universe, to our Creator, to let God, our Creator, use them for the will of doing good, of doing better. And manage, number three, is to manage your gifts. Because we can have very many gifts that come naturally to us. Some people are gifted in so many areas. God just blessed them with a plethora. But they have to be managed. Now, there's a second part, as we talk here on Finding Sunday, to when you master learning and knowing your gift and submitting your gift to God and managing your gifts, you have to protect yourself, because there will be so many people that will set out to either use you or destroy you just simply because of your gift. So, number four is, know who you're dealing with. And that's in everyday situations. People can be nice, people can be mean, people can be nice, nasty. Doesn't matter. You need to know who you're dealing with. And when those people shy away from you trying to find out as to what you're dealing with, you may need to get away. It's something that they're hiding that may not be productive to you, because most of the time they want to use you. I can say 99%. Number five is, once you know who you're dealing with, commune with like minds. Number five is to commune with like minds. You may not speak the exact language, but it has to be the same language on a projection course to the same type of destiny. Everybody's destiny is different. But we need each other in getting to our destinies. You all are very similar in the path that you're taking. That is paramount to you finding your Sunday. And number six is to protect yourself with discernment. Discernment matters. Discernment will help you know who you're dealing with and to commune with like minds. You know how you meet people and know automatically that you click is nothing that you have to repeat or break down or explain to those people. Those are like minds. So protecting yourself with discernment will keep you safe and be able to use your gift in the right way. But that requires character. To validate learning your gifts, submitting your gifts to God, managing your gifts, knowing who you're dealing with, communing with the life with like minds, protecting yourself with discernment. The last and not least phase of this in your journey to finding your Sunday is to validate and to confirm this with God. There are signs and wonders that can only be confirmed through your Creator. And trust me, you will know. No one will have to tell you anything different. Just like you know your eyes are blue or brown or hazel or green, whatever that may be, it will be confirmed. Nothing will be set up where man can take credit for it. And then is confirmed and validated with our Creator, God. This is some of your first and most important steps to finding your Sunday by knowing who you are and understanding where your character can take you as well as keep you, and as for those around you. This is how you begin
to find your sender. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.